Let us go on. We have, what I'm going to do, committee, please, is we do have, as normal, on our last agenda item, our staff to talk about legislative updates. And what we're really getting in 2, 3, 4, and 5 are legislative updates. So before we bring the speakers up in those respective areas that we do have in our audience today, I'm going to ask Mr. De La Rosa to just kind of give us an overview, since we'll be talking about many of these issues he wants to overview anyway. So, okay, Mr. De La Rosa, please.
Mr. Chairman, at the outset, I'd like to follow up on a comment that Chairman Howard had relative to this weekend's activities and questions of the legislators. The NRB drafts of the ad that you just previously approved are co-sponsored by Senator Larson and Representative Sandy Potts.
Mm-hmm.
So they stepped up to the forefront to initiate this and move this forward and talk to us and announce the efforts on that move. Very briefly, just to give the committee members a flavor for Madison and the schedule of the time period that's left in which activity needs to take place. Last weekend basically concluded the February 4 period. That basically leaves us with two more 4 periods for regular business in Madison this year. There'll be a two-week period in February, namely February 14th to the 23rd, and one period in March the 6th to the 15th. That would basically terminate or end regular session business. Unless they're called into special session or something extraordinary would happen to call them in. For all intents and purposes, that would end the legislative sessions on the floor that the Assembly and the Senate would be meeting in Madison. With that said, there's still a lot of activity and still a lot of work that needs to be done, one of which particularly relates to items 2 and 3 that we'll be talking about, deals with adopting of state funds.
Mm-hmm.
As you recall, during the course of the state budget, there was a 10% cut that was initiated by the state, basically across the board. In addition to that, there was also going to be the lapsing of funds that would take place, basically some deficiencies that the Trump administration was going to determine and make those cuts and propose them to the Joint Finance Committee. That proposal has been put together in excess of $150 million worth of additional cuts. That plan has been submitted. It has been challenged or questioned by the Joint Finance Committee, which means it will come up for a public hearing at some point in the next, probably the next couple of weeks. To put in perspective, at the end of this month, Department of Revenue should be receiving some figures that will be updated relative to state revenues provided to the legislature. It's probably sometime shortly thereafter the Joint Finance Committee will be meeting based on the updated figures. With that said, there's specifically two items of concern, namely from the District Attorney's Office, the Crime Victim Witness Program, and also the youth aides that are in question for negatively having a fiscal impact on Milwaukee County. So with that said, there basically gives a little background relative to going into the rest of the items.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Del Rosa. And may I presume, before we hear from Mr. Martin and then others as we go through, that this information we have in our packet, of course, this is from our district attorney, Mr. Chisholm, looking at the attorney the victim witness program here. But this information, presume, as usual, will be sent to our delegation, and Joint Finance, whoever needs to get this information in, please?
Oh, yes, sir. Particularly, I want to immediately upon getting direction from this committee to convey that information back.
Very good. Okay. All right, number 2, Adam.